As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, the mystery of Mousie Gray's battle scar was cleared up yesterday when he finally admitted that he received his wound by accidentally stabbing himself while peeling potatoes. However, he's still the town's favorite war hero, and the job given him by Lum and Abner is helping him get adjusted back into civilian life. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down Storm Library. Abner is just around.
Hey, Lum, I got some news for you.
You back from lunch already?
Yeah, guess what, Lum? Miss Melrose is moving back to Little Rock today.
Moving back to Little Rock?
Yeah, yes, sir. She's over at the place right now, packing her valise and everything, getting ready to go.
Well, fun do good.
Oh, yeah, leaving this afternoon. Her and them two lovebirds and that pesky cat, the whole shooting match is pulling out.
The cat, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, doggy, that pesky cat was a nuisance. I'm glad to get shut of that thing.
Honey, is that cute? You, Miss Melrose, never mentioned nothing about her leaving to me.
Well, you ain't saw her for the last 3 or 4 days, have you?
No, I guess that's right.
Why not?
No, I ain't been over there hardly at all lately. Granny, you don't reckon that's it, do you?
Huh?
I mean, you don't reckon she's leaving because I've been ignoring her. Yeah, I give her a broke heart and all that.
Oh, well, I don't know nothing about that, Lum. She's leaving, that's all I care. I don't like to say nothing again, nobody, Lum. I tell you, it sure is going to be a relief not to have that woman around the house no more.
Well, Abner, to be right honest, I'm sort of glad myself that she's leaving.
You are?
Yeah, I was getting to where I couldn't keep up with all them new ideas of hers.
Oh.
Something new every day.
Oh, yeah. Every time you turned around, she'd taken up some new, different, crazy, idiotic idea of some kind. You know, some of the folks around here, I'm sort of claiming that she might be a little touched.
Oh, no, she ain't touched.
She might be. I never seen nobody act as crazy as she
was. Well, she's a wonderful woman, Abner, but she just ain't my type, I don't think.
Oh, Lum, you know, she never would have made you a good woman, Lum.
I don't know what type I am, but I know she ain't it.
Oh, I know. She wouldn't have been no count at all for field work. She just ain't stout enough, Lum.
No, I'm dear not.
Oh, no.
I'm a Pine Ridge feller, and I need a Pine Ridge woman.
That's exactly what I've always said, yes, sir.
But, of course, I do hate to see her leaving town all broke up that way.
Well, she might not be so all broke up over there.
Oh, she's bound to be getting jilted by the man of her dreams and all.
Man of her dreams?
And that's me.
Oh.
Yeah, poor Miss Melrose. The curse of a aching heart.
Huh?
I got that out of a song I hear once.
Oh, pretty.
Anyways, I can't hardly stand to think of her sitting around weeping and crying that way.
Well, she weren't weeping and crying when I was home to dinner just now, Lum. Fact is, she was up there packing and singing.
Well, natural. They always do that.
They do, huh?
Trying to sing to cure up her suffering.
Oh.
Trying to act like she don't care at all. Like a fella whistling in the dark just to give herself confidence.
Oh, well, she weren't whistling, Lum, and it was a light room. I don't think that she was doing that.
Well, underneath it all, you know she's grieving herself to death.
Well, I never know that, I
think. Well, that's the way it is. Granny, I hate to even think about it. Such a sad thing. To think that I'm the cause of all of it.
You're the cause of it?
Why, sure. You know, Abner, sometimes I wish I wasn't so dadgum handsome.
Huh?
It ain't never led to no good at all. All I do is just go around breaking up hearts, shutting them into little bitty pieces.
Huh?
Did she bring my name up any time when you was home this noon?
No, I don't much believe she did, Lum.
That proves it right there, proves it. She's afraid to even mention my name for fear she'll break down complete and change her mind about leaving.
Well, she never looked to me like she'd break down. She still seems as stout and healthy as she could be.
Well, that's just on the outside, exterior.
Oh.
Inside, she's ready to crack up.
Well, I believe she's a little cracked, all right, yeah.
Tell me this, Abner. Did she make quite a point out of letting you know she's leaving?
Well, I believe she did tell it to me a couple or three times,
something like that. Just what I figured. She knowed you'd run right down here to the store and tell me, and that's exactly what she wanted you to do.
Well, what's wrong with that? Ain't you supposed to know it?
Oh, no. The idea is this. She figures that quick as I hear about it, I'll race right over and say, oh, don't go, Miss Mayville. Let's get married. Let's elope.
Elope?
Yes, sir. That's what she wants me to do.
She wants you to elope?
Yeah, but I can't do it, Emma. Much as I hate to see her suffer that way, I can't go through with it. I don't love the woman.
Well, now, Lola, I don't must believe she wants to elope with you.
Yes, she does. I can tell. It ain't hard to tell them things.
Yeah, but now, Lola, all them times you tried to propose to her, she just kept talking about some other subject.
Howdy,
howdy, howdy. Howdy, Grand Theft. Doggy, you sneak up on a feller quarter and that cat of Miss Melrose.
I can't stay long, sir, so don't urge me.
Nobody ain't urging me.
I got to get over to Dick Huddleston's store and see if there's any telegrams for me to deliver this week. So I better be running. For the law me sake, Lom, what are you looking worried about?
Oh, nothing, Grandpap, nothing at all.
Lom thinks he's got to elope with Miss Melrose.
Elope?
Yeah, fear he'll break her hard if he don't.
Abner, don't talk about this out in public.
Huh?
It's a serious thing. Makes me even sad to think about it.
Eloping, huh? Reminds me of a Virgil B. Breckenridge.
Who?
Virgil B. Breckenridge. Used to run the barbershop over at Odin.
Oh, him.
Second cousin of Ballard Gilroy, Cherry Hill.
Yeah.
Ballard's got a sister-in-law in Indiana that sent him the same Christmas gift for 22 years. And Ballard never did figure out what it was.
Yeah, well, what about this Virgil B. Breckenridge?
I don't know. What about him?
Well, you started to tell something about him eloping there, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, too, Abner.
Huh?
Him and Opal Sneed was fixing to elope one night, but Virgil couldn't find himself a pigeon-toed ladder in that whole knock-kneed town. All he could find was a rope ladder.
A rope ladder?
Yes, sir.
Well, Lord me, you can't stand one of them things up again a house.
Of course you can.
Why, no.
Virgil knowed that, too. He was pretty smart. He figured that out.
Well, I'm glad he's that smart.
So he had to go through the house and upstairs and hook the rope ladder on the windowsill. What he done.
You mean he went upstairs and hooked the rope ladder there to elope with this girl?
Yes, sir.
Doggy, that don't sound like much of an elope, man, if he could do that.
And then after he got the ladder hung up and was on his way outdoors to climb up on it, he run into Opal's papa.
He did.
That's what he done.
He ought to had more sense to go in the house in the first place.
The old man says, Virgil, how'd you like a game of chess? Virgil says, sure. And you know, they sat down and studied over that chess game for 4 days, 17 hours, and 45 minutes.
4 days? Oh, sassy
friend. It's the truth, Sam. And during that time, Opal met another fella, married him, and moved to Mobile, Alabama.
Doggy's grandpap, you can't expect me to believe all
that. Don't argue with him. Get to home. That was our ring.
I still say that's a silly story. Hello. Got him down, sir. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
17 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. What is it, Elizabeth?
And just moved one time all that time.
Miss Melrose wants Lum to do what? Bring a ladder.
Oh.
Yes, Mom. Yeah, well, I'll tell him. Yeah, I'll tell him right away. Yeah, goodbye. Lom.
Don't tell me, I know where I'm at.
Huh?
And he's just like I'm showing up going there now.
Well, I know you ain't, Lom.
Yes, I am. I never realized she was that broke-hearted about this.
Huh?
Never figured she'd get that desperate. Dennis, I can't let her suffer no longer, Abner. I gotta do it.
Now, Lom, she ain't suffering so much.
Oh, she must be. She must be. If I don't get a ladder and go through with this, she might go so far as to suicide herself.
Oh, Lom, she wouldn't suicide herself over a little thing like this.
Abner, you don't know how women folks are.
Well, I must not if she'd go and suicide herself over that.
Well, you just don't understand about love.
Huh?
That's the most important thing there is in the world for them.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, Lom's right about that, Abner.
Yeah, it all sounds silly to me.
They're just like a Northwest Mounted policeman. They always want to get their man.
Yeah, but she ain't going to suicide herself. You know that.
Abner, you don't know women folks like I do.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Ulysses has got a ladder over there next door to you, ain't he?
Why, yeah. Ulysses, that's Quincy. Yeah, he got one of them double hookup outfits.
Good. I'll borrow that. Well... Made up my mind.
Huh?
So long, Abner, old boy.
What's that, Lom?
Well, ain't you going to shake hands with me?
Oh, well, Yeah, sure. I'll shake hands with you. Don't know what for. Sure, yeah. For
well, I'm leaving. Take good care of the store. So long, Granddad.
Well, for the land's sake, Slum, how long you expect to be gone? All you got to do is just put the ladder up and...
Don't talk about it, Abner. It makes me too sad.
Huh?
Did Elizabeth say what about the Melrose would be waiting?
Huh?
Upstairs in Little Pearl's room?
Why, no. She said she's out in the backyard.
Backyard?
That's what she said.
Granny, we can't elope back from out there.
Elope? Long, you don't have to elope with Miss Melrose.
Yes, I do. It's the only gentleman thing to do.
Yeah, but now, Long.
I can't jilt a woman that loves and admires me as much as she does. I just couldn't stand to let her suffer.
Yeah, but now, listen, Long.
No use talking, Abner. Right's right. What has to be done, has to be done. I'll send you a postcard.
A postcard?
Yeah. I wonder if I ought to call her back and ask her which side of the house she wants me to put the ladder up on.
Well, Long, if you'll just listen to me a second, I'll tell you all about it.
Well, go ahead.
She don't want the ladder put up on no side of the house. She wants it put up again the side of the barn.
The barn?
That's what she said.
Well, what kind of a elopement is that?
Well, I don't know nothing about a elopement, Lum. All I know is she wants you to bring a ladder and get her cat down off in the barn.
Her cat?
Yeah, and hurry up and get over there, because she won't leave town till she gets that pesky cat.